dial back the laughter now. It's a wonder we even get this show off the ground every week, folks. Yes, it's Saturday. Welcome back to another edition of Woods and Water, South Carolina. Glad to have Taylor back this week.
Yay!
Where were you last week?
Where was I last week? I think I was stationed actually on the couch with my biology book and, let's see what else, Spanish book, computer, bunches and bunches of notes. I think I had like 20 pages front and back of notes, and highlighters and sticky notes. You want me to keep going?
No, I think people, they're turning the radio off now.
Sorry.
The show must go on, so I did it without you.
I'm
glad
sure, people,
to have
I'm
you
sure
back
people
today.
That listened missed me a whole heck of a lot.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, you don't want to start that fight with me.
This is pretty funny.
Oh, boy.
Let's.
Is this going to cause
just,
me to have more laughter?
Just, yes, this just shows you. This just shows you the creativity of kids, okay? This is from... You just got to start out laughing, folks, so bear with us here. Last week, the city of San Clemente, California, okay, that ought to tell you something about what's fixing to come. As part of their lockdown, they closed down the skate park. So, evidently, the kids didn't take to the skate park being closed, so the city decided to dump 37 tons of sand on the skate park to keep the kids from skating during the coronavirus lockdown. But just a few days later, local skaters were shredding it again. Ditch the fake news, folks. A group of determined skaters brought dustpans, shovels, and buckets to the park over the weekend in order to dig up the sand. Remarkably, by Sunday evening, much of the skate park was usable.
Wow.
Furthermore, kids figured out, hey, we'll just use the sand as a dirt bike course.
Oh, my God.
So they took advantage of all the sand the city dumped in the San Clemente Skate Park, helped some local skateboarders turn into dirt bikers.
Oh, my God. What was the headline here?
It was the city dumped.
No. Checkmate, government dweebs.
Yeah, checkmate. It says right here. It says one Twitter user posted the Instagram videos on his Twitter account with the caption, "Lol, checkmate government dweebs, turning skate park into a dirt bike track now." San Clemente Skate Park Coalition, the local nonprofit that raised $50,000 to light the park, said the city didn't even reach out to them before deciding to dump the sand.
Well,
there you go. Way to go, boys, girls, kids out there. If they dump 37 tons of sand in your skate park, turn it into a dirt bike track. I'm sorry. Yes, that's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Oh, yes. It is. We're starting to come out of it, folks. At least here in South Carolina, things are starting to reopen. Georgia, some other states. We've got a whole list of things that are opening up or have opened up. Some things that have lifted. And we're going to get to that in the last segment. We are going to talk next segment and probably through the third segment, I'm sure, because once we start talking, we don't know when to quit, except for station breaks and bottom of the hour news. But Allison Rauch, she is works for Greer CPW, and she's an avid hiker. And I asked her if she would do a hiking segment, be our hiking coordinator. She said yes. So she's going to join us at least for the second segment. I'm sure we'll probably bleed in the third, and who knows how far that'll go. But get ready for some hiking information because she is a wealth of knowledge. She hikes a lot, and that's who you want when you have somebody giving you a hiking segment.
Exactly. She knows what she's talking about.
That's right. Taylor, you got something for us?
I do, actually. So it's springtime.
Yes, it is.
And, you know, flowers are blooming. It's real nice outside, you know.
Grass needs cutting.
It does. Yeah, it does. I wasn't going to mention that. But, okay. And, you know, it can be nice, but then you can have the tornadoes that we had just a few days ago. So, but along with spring comes the animals and, for us deer hunters, the fawns. We're looking at our rabbit right here out of our kitchen window.
Our rabbit's right out here in the backyard. We have a little family of rabbits out here.
That rabbit needs to cut back on whatever he's eating. Gosh, he's huge. Anyway, I'm not judging here. But, like I said, around this time, fawns have spots. And a article was released from SCDNR talking about lost fawns. And saying, the headline is, leave lost fawns alone.
Because they're not lost.
They're not. It says, if a deer fawn is found alone in the woods, just leave it there. The mom has not abandoned it. She's nearby somewhere. But removing a fawn from the forest is illegal because the animal is being taken outside the legal seasons for taking deer, which is also called hunting season. Many people, they mistakenly assume that the animal has been deserted by its mother.
Temporarily, it has been.
It has, but for a purpose.
That's right.
They have not been abandoned. They are still in the care of the mom. But deer fawns during April, May, and June in South Carolina will begin daily movements with their moms about 3 or 4 weeks after birth. Human handling is a disturbance of the fawns and can cause the doe to shy away or even desert the fawn. A bleeding response by the fawn can summon nearby predators.
Yes.
That's another threat.
Yes.
It's part of nature for
Absolutely.
A doe to leave her fawn for just a few weeks. It draws away predators, and it gives the mom some time to go out and feed a little bit, but she always comes back.
Because she's got to go eat so she can produce milk
mm-hmm.
so the fawn can nurse.
Yep. But when you see a fawn just laying there, he's just waiting for the mom to come home.
That's
she
right.
will come back.
That's it.
They mostly stay bedded down, but they will occasionally move to distances or short distances to find better bedding sites.
And they do that more and more the older they get.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
do you know why a mom leaves a fawn alone?
Tell me.
You don't know this.
No, I do, but you tell me.
See, this is one of those things where being left alone is actually safer than having mom next to you.
Mm-hmm.
A doe smells.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's at least a year old.
Mm-hmm.
She smells. A fawn that is newly born, especially in the first couple of weeks, has essentially no odor. And between it having no odor and the natural camouflage of the spotted mm-hmm. hide and all that, it is safer, and survivability is better if it's by itself.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
If you see a fawn along the way,
take a picture.
Yeah.
Look at it and say, "Oh, look at the little fawn. It's so
it's
cute."
It's Bambi.
That's right.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yes.
But leave it alone.
It's perfectly fine. Mom
one of
is
the
close.
One of the coolest experiences I ever had. When we had a club in Anderson, we had a dike system. It was a duck hunting club, and we had a dike system. And one summer, we were walking one of the dikes, and it's grown up. We left it open, you know, unmowed for the turkeys, deer, whatever. And as we were walking on the dike, we saw something in the tall grass ahead of us, and you couldn't quite figure out what it was, and realized it was a fawn. And he came right up, and we stopped. We just stopped. And he came. He walked dead at us. And began sniffing my fingers. And it was all I could do not to reach down and pet him. It was just a natural reaction, just like a little puppy dog. And he's sniffing, he's kind of looking around, and I'm like, this is just bizarre. But he was the cutest little
just
thing.
Just curious little
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, just curious. But yeah, so if you see one, leave him alone. If you see one walking around, they're not lost. They get a little older, they start moving around on their own, and... It's just nature.
It's all in the process of nature. Exactly.
That's it. And it was just really cool. Nature's cool.
Nature is cool.
It is cool. Oh, there goes that computer noise again. Okay. All right. Hang on through the break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about hiking on the other side, places you can go.
Things you need.
Things you need. Hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side. Yeah. Oh, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina, leading off with a little Rush there. Like that, don't you, Taylor?
Oh, you just know I love it.
I know you love my music. Allison, do you like my bumper music when you listen to my show?
Oh, yeah,
careful,
absolutely.
Careful.
That didn't sound very confident, did it?
Oh, no.
That was a leading question.
I was just going to see if you could cover for yourself. And in true public relations form, you did wonderful.
Yeah. Just say it with confidence, and then the folks will believe you.
That's
right?
Exactly right. She's good, isn't she, Taylor? She's good.
Oh, yeah.
She's good.
Taylor
doesn't have to be that complimentary, trust me.
No, I live with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But anyway, we do.
Yes,
we are.
Be honest.
Yes, she's honest. That's the truth. Very honest. We are privileged to have Allison Rout with us. She's with GRIS CPW. You're their public relations officer, right?
Yeah. Official title is public information coordinator.
There we go.
Yeah.
And go ahead and say hello to your parents. They're in Columbia with this show.
Hey, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
They're listening in Columbia. Yep.
So
told
cool.
Them to tune in.
There we go. Yeah. So you folks in Columbia, y'all can hear us now too. And, but yeah, I want to give you the opportunity. I bet they'd never hear you on an outdoor show talking about hiking.
No, but they know that it's one of my, first loves for sure.
It is. And that's one thing that from the very first time I met you and we started talking, we met because you, y'all, the Greer Centennial Lions Club and CPW puts on a CPW commission. Okay, that's not concealed weapons permit.
You know, I got confused for the longest time. I wanted to call CWP.
CWP, yes.
Instead of CPW.
Yes.
Yeah. It confused the heck out of me.
Yeah. But yeah. You and I first met each other in coordinating for your fishing tournament, which unfortunately had to get canceled this year. We talked, we found out we had the outdoors in common, and it was very apparent and immediate that you love hiking. And I said, you know what? We need a hiking segment every quarter. And I know the person asked to do it.
For sure.
Yep.
And lucky you should have said no, but you said yes.
I'm stuck now, but
you're
maybe I can pass my love of hiking on to somebody else, and it will spark a something for them that they want to go out and do it too.
Absolutely. I got to ask you, before we get started with what we're going to talk about today, you're starting, I noticed on social media, when you're doing your hikes, you're doing like hike number something of 100. Are you having a goal of hiking 100 different trails this year?
No, not exactly.
Okay.
So I found this online, and it was just something for women who really liked hiking to start keeping track of their hikes.
Okay.
And it wasn't like you had to go out and hike 5 miles or 10 miles or 100 miles in the year. Just go out and hike 100 miles and keep track of it.
Okay.
Yeah, so 100 hikes.
Okay.
And keep track of it. And, yeah, it's a thing called Hiker Babes. And they started it for you to go out and keep track of it. So I thought, you know, I hike a lot. I just never really keep track of the mileage or where
sure.
I go.
Yeah.
So this might be cool for me to share it online so people can see what I'm doing and where I'm going.
Yeah. Hiker babes, Taylor, not biker babes.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, because I went through a phase when I was like 10.
I know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We had a black leather phase here at the house.
You know, I'm sure that there are the biker babes out there, too. The hiker and the biker babes.
Yes, yes, but we're hiking babes.
I just released my darkest secret. My biker phase. Oh, jeez.
It was scary, trust me. Well, anyway, enough of our family history. You're our hiking contact, and I've asked you to do this, and you've agreed to. And kind of what I want you to do, because you've kind of told me this, since the state parks have been closed, which they opened back up yesterday, you've actually found some kind of cool hikes that aren't in state parks. And so I said, well, look, why don't you give us one of both? Give us maybe a state park hike and another hike or just two of your hikes that you think people would enjoy. And then after that, we're going to, I want you to give us a piece of equipment you think is just for hiking. If you're contemplating getting started hiking, what is one of those things that you just have to have? And I think, I think between getting people's interest picked with a couple of hikes and telling them, hey, this is something you need, I think you can accomplish your goal of getting somebody interested in going hiking.
I certainly hope so. I really certainly hope so. So ironically, I'm going to mention one of my favorite places, and that sparked my interest and my love of hiking.
Yeah.
Probably 5 or 6 years ago, I was living in the Rock Hill area, and I adopted a dog. She's probably now 60 pounds, super active, loves to climb, run, swim, everything. And I was living in an apartment. And I thought, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do? This dog is going to eat my home, you know? Like, I've got to get out with her. And so I started exploring places to go out with the dog. And as a single female, I actually felt pretty secure going out with the dog.
Sure.
I think that's very important for you to feel safe and secure and just to go out and explore. So I took the dog with me to a place called the Anne Springs Post Greenway in Fort Mill. And it's 2,100 acres of greenway. They have 36 miles of trail. And I started making it my goal to start crossing off all the trails there just so I could say that I've done the entire greenway.
Sure.
And that really was just a wonderful experience for me to get outdoors. And if anybody is familiar with the Fort Mill area, you know how much it has exploded in the past
five to 10 years. Yes.
There's so much growth and businesses and hotels popping up. And what is amazing about the Anne Springs Close Greenway is the land was donated by the children of Miss Anne Springs Close to honor her lifelong commitment to the environment. So this place, even though there is so much growth around the greenway, it will always be there for years and years to come. It's never going away.
And that's a cool thing about all those easements and all. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just fell in love with the greenway. What's so impressive is Miss Anne Springs Close is still alive.
Yeah.
And I see her when I would see her sometimes just out there on the horse trails or just hiking to have a picnic with her family. And I thought, man, what do I need to do to have a greenway named after me? Like, that is just so neat. So, so neat. And I try to go back there anytime that I have the opportunity. It's one of my favorite places. The employees there, I just think the world of them, and they're always so inviting when I come back.
Talk about for a minute, okay, when you say there's 36 miles of trail, what are the trails like? I mean, are they just kind of grass-free, you know, ruts through the woods, or are these crush and run gravel trails? What are the trails like? And being in Fort Mill, I'm sure they're fairly flat. I mean, this would be an easy place to start out hiking.
Yeah, this would be a great place to start out because it is fairly flat. There are not very many roots or rocks, which is great for anybody who wants to do trail running or just get out there to get your feet wet of sorts when it comes to hiking. So it's fairly flat. Wonderful suspension bridges. That was always something that fascinated me.
Okay.
That you could go over the creeks there. There's 5 of them on their property.
Oh, wow.
And the Blue Star Trail will allow you to hit all of them when you're hiking the Blue Star Trail. So, yeah, I'd say fairly flat, something that folks that are just interested in getting into hiking could definitely tackle. And there are a few gravel roads, but for the most part, they're just dirt.
Just dirt. So you probably need a pretty good pair of shoes or boots on most of this hike. Now that would, so yeah.
Yeah, when I first started out hiking, it was just tennis shoes for me.
Okay.
But then I realized if I would go hiking after a big, big rain, I thought, I'm slipping and sliding. Maybe I should get something a little more sturdy, right?
Yeah. And their website is ascgreenway.org.
It is.
And they've got a big one. And this is, you know, we were talking earlier about being timely and all. because they're actually, they've been shut down for a little while, and they're actually opened back up this past Monday. April the 27th,
they reopened. I had the pleasure of actually going, yeah, I went hiking right before they shut down due to the coronavirus. And I did the full Blue Star Trail down and back, and that was about 14 miles.
Ooh,
so you can only enter the Blue Star Trail.
Okay.
That was, I love longer hikes just because I can clear my mind.
Sure.
I get a good opportunity to be out on the trail. It, yeah, 14 miles for me. That's a good hike.
Oh,
it's a really
gosh.
Good hike. But the thing is, anybody listening to this, they don't have to say, oh my gosh, I have to be Allison. I have to go out and do 14 miles.
Right.
The great thing about the Greenway is that there's so many trails. You could go out and do a half a mile. You could do 3 miles. You could take the Lake Hagler loop. You could make as many miles out there as you really want to.
Okay. I was just looking here. They're saying Monday through Thursday, trails open to members and general public. Friday through Sunday, entry and trails will be open to Greenway members only. All Greenway facilities will remain closed. The canteen will offer takeout meals for purchase online only and not for consumption on the Greenway. And if an entrance is an unsafe capacity, we may temporarily close certain entrances to encourage use of less utilized entrances and trails. So that's got really less than a minute and a half or so. That's one that's opening back. And we mentioned the state parks are opening back up yesterday, Friday. They opened back up.
That's right.
And so, you know, Allison, you and I know that nature is never closed. The outdoors is always open.
Yeah, I had to get creative. I know that a lot of the heritage preserves stayed open during the coronavirus and the shutdown. But the state parks, as you mentioned, they're open. And Jones Gap State Park in the upstate is by far one of my favorites. I think when you see those big, large rocks and the water cascading over the middle Saluda River and then the trout fishermen in the river,
that's us.
It just makes that experience so relaxing to be up there.
That's right. Well, look, we're gonna take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about another hike and then something you think is necessary for people that are hiking. So hang on. Back with more Woods and Water South Carolina and Allison talking about hiking. Well, I like the left out in the cloud part.
Wow.
Good old Darius Rucker.
There you go.
Good old Darius Rucker.
You know?
Oh, man.
See, I like this music. This would be nice if it was just, you know. I've given you
this
any
would be
suggestions.
Great. Would be great if this was a live concert that we could go to with Darius Rucker.
Oh, absolutely.
That would be great.
Mm. I'm
trying to think. Where did I see him? Simpsonville.
When did you go see Darius Rucker?
He was in Simpsonville a couple of years back. I took your sister.
And you didn't take me.
I took you to see the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers and the Eagles, we saw it at the amphitheater. I think I took your sister to see Darius.
Yeah, she always gets to do everything. I don't get to
do. Ooh, that was Justin Moore was there, too.
Okay,
he was the opening act.
Okay, all right, let's stop this.
You got gypped.
You always took Jordan to concerts. I never went to concerts.
I know. I don't go to as many as I used to. But anyway, we are back with another segment of Woods and Water South Carolina. We're gonna have to get a referee to keep us on track here, Taylor. We have to hire
don't
a third
look at
person.
Me.
We're gonna have to hire somebody to sit in the studio.
Oh
with
no,
us.
I'm not letting them cut my pay.
we are back with Woods and Water South Carolina. We're talking hiking with Allison Rauch. And, Allison, we talked about Ann Springs Greenway, which is right there in Fort Mill, South Carolina, and that's one of your favorite hikes for this second. What's another one of your favorite hikes? What other hike are you going to tease us with?
Well, the Jones Gap State Park in Slater, Marietta is by far one of my favorites. A trail that I recommend folks that if they're interested in getting into hiking, a good little butt kicker of a hike, but it has a wonderful payoff in the end.
Okay.
Is the Rainbow Falls Trail within Jones Gap State Park.
Okay.
It's about 4.3 miles round trip and just a wonderful waterfall on the backside of it. One of my favorite parks to go visit.
And you are right there, because there are two things in that park. You might get other places, the huge rocks in the river, in the stream. I remember that. I haven't been up there in a long time. We used to go up there hiking when I was in high school and college. But there, the big boulders in the creek, and then the trout fishing.
Oh, yeah. There's just a calmness as you're driving down that road into Jones Gap. So you just take a deep breath and you feel like, okay, I'm checked out for the next hour and a half. Nobody can bother me because cell phone reception, you usually don't get cell phone reception
right
up there. But
that's right.
Yeah, you can just check out for an hour and a half and forget everything that is worrying you. And it's one of the best things about being up there. I do like the state parks because a lot of their trails are very well marked, and they're marked with blazes or directional signs, and that's something that's very important for me.
When you say it's a butt kicker of a hike, what's a butt kicker about it? Is just the change in elevation? What makes it kind of a little more difficult hike than, say, Anne Springs Close Greenway?
Well, that was something that I had to get used to when I moved from Fort Mill to Greer. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm not used to mountains. I'm going to have to get used to this.
Mm-hmm.
So Rainbow Falls, there's a pretty steady incline as you're going up. It'll eventually level off, but the climb is definitely a lot different than Fort Mill's flat roads and trails, for sure. So definitely take some water, take a snack, eat up at the top of the waterfall. That's just something that I enjoy really year-round at Jones Gap, is being able to go up there and see the different seasons up there.
Yeah, because you'll get all four of them up there.
You'll
get
it's
deep
beautiful
winter
in the fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's sometimes that you can see the ice on the rocks as they're frozen in the wintertime. It's beyond peaceful.
That is a photographer's dream, is when you get a really, really cold snap around a waterfall, because you get all the spray coming off, freezes up on things, you get that white coating to everything. If you like to take pictures, and I know it's not really fun to get out there when it's 15, 20 degrees, but the rewards, including the waterfall, the rewards of seeing all that ice and all, I'll agree with you there. That is a really cool thing, and if you ever get a chance to do it, you need to go see it for yourself.
I certainly agree. There's 47 state parks in South Carolina. Sadly, have not visited as many as I want to, but I will have to do better.
Well, I can assure you, you're miles ahead of me. How's that?
Well, you got to take that first step. You got to get out the door. You got to put your hiking boots on.
That's right.
And
you do.
Got to go.
You got to make time for it, and that's one thing I've tried to encourage people during this. What we've just endured for the last month and a half or so, and we'll probably endure for a time being, is use this as an opportunity. There are no sports going on. There's no high school sports. There's no college. There's no professional. Live PD has been canceled, so you can't use that excuse on Friday and Saturday night. But use this as an opportunity to delve into something like hiking, something that you may have done when you were a kid and you just didn't think about it. Back then, I was just going for walks. But I've always encouraged people to use this time to find something new that you can do and continue it. You know, don't just let it drop. When everything gets back to normal, don't just drop it. Continue it. Take up hiking. And then do it along. You don't have to do it every week, but do it along. Continue that, because there are more. You know this as well as I do. There are so many studies out there about the therapeutic and helpfulness of being outdoors itself. Not including the hiking, getting your heart rate up, getting the exercise and the fresh air. It's therapeutic. And you and I both know that there's so many articles out there that you could spend years reading articles about it.
Yes. And hiking is one of those activities that really anybody can do it. Once you invest in a few key items, I think you're good to go. And it's one of those activities that doesn't cost a lot of money to participate in either.
Did you get that transition? She went from her second hike right into something that you need for hiking. So I'm just going to let her go. All right, give us something that people really need to take time, investigate, and invest in a good set or pair or this. What is it?
Yeah. Well, in the first segment, I mentioned a little bit about safety for me. And being a female, safety is always so important for me. So the first thing I would always say is hike with a partner if you can, but always tell somebody where you're going, your travel plans, when you plan to be back, and have hard copy maps and maybe an app like AllTrails.
Okay.
I've started using it, and it will help map out where I plan to go and will log my mileage, and it's extremely helpful for me so that I know to stay on the right path.
Now,
but when it comes to go ahead.
I was going to ask you, is AllTrails a free app?
It is. You can pay extra for the platinum or extra version, and I haven't done that yet.
Okay.
I just started exploring AllTrails.
Okay.
AllTrails was really beneficial for me to find new trails during the coronavirus when the state parks were closed.
Okay.
I was able to just go in and search hiking near Greer, and I had certain options pop up for me, and I thought, let me do my research and see what this is all about.
Okay.
So,
nice.
Yeah, definitely look into AllTrails as an app to find places to explore near you.
Okay. We got about 2 minutes left. Go ahead and give us your pick of what we got to have to go hiking.
Oh, gosh. I'd say definitely a good pair of socks and some boots. They always say cotton is rotten. That's the slogan that I've heard.
Okay.
So a lot of people will wear cotton socks while they're out hiking. That's probably not going to be the best material for you to wear. I recommend something like Darn Tough or Smart Wool socks. And then just a good, sturdy pair of boots. I'm not sponsored by REI or any other groups, but REI has a very generous return policy. So if you get some boots that you're not exactly happy with, just return them and try something else. And that actually happened to me. I got some boots that were above the ankle and they just caused major problems for me. So now I got a different boot and I'm extremely happy. So yeah, I think start from the ground up and get some good breathable pants that you can move in, get a good moisture wicking shirt and a water bottle. And that's a good foundation for you to start.
Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Like we said at the beginning, you just got to get up off the couch and go do it. Right, Taylor?
Right, yeah.
We have grand plans to go do this, and it just seems like life just gets busier and busier. We got about a minute left in this whole thing. You know, we've talked about working from home. In your capacity with Greer CPW, is it harder or easier for you to work from home?
The job itself is mainly the same, managing social media and interacting with our customers on social media.
Yep.
But for my job, I do a lot of networking and meeting people and helping them with their utility problems. So that has been a bit difficult, but I've learned a new normal, and that's made things easier. But it still stinks. You know, I'm a people person, and I like to see people and give them hugs.
Yep.
And I'm ready for, you know, I'm born and raised in the South. I like doing handshakes.
That's right.
So I'm ready to get back to that again.
Well, cool. Well, Allison, thanks so much for your time, for your knowledge, for your input. And we look forward to doing this again here in the next couple months.
And who knows, maybe I'll meet some folks out on the trail that listen to the show. I'd love to meet them.
There you go. Well,
perfect.
Thanks. And you take care of yourself. We'll talk to you later on.
Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Give me a bottle of anything and a glazed donut. To go.
To go. I knew you would like this one.
I'm so disappointed. I'm beyond disappointed.
Whoa.
Turn it off.
Whoa.
Turn it off.
Whoa.
Turn it off. my ears.
Welcome to David Lee Roth.
Oh, dang.
I knew you'd like that one. I just wanted to make your day.
Folks,
that's a good one.
If y'all can see my face right
now. If you haven't seen the video that one starts out with, it's hilarious.
Don't go watch it because it just gives them more encouragement.
All right. It is. I hope you've had a good time this hour. We have. We always do. Hope you laughed. Hope you smiled a little bit. Hope you looked outside and said, except for you got a bad attitude. Hope you looked outside and said, there it is. The outdoors is never closed. And it's opening back up, folks. And so
That sounded really dramatic. There it is. The outdoors.
It's the outdoors.
It's never closed.
It's Steve.
Oh, my gosh. Why can't we stop laughing today?
Because we're having fun doing this. That's why. As well, we should have fun doing this. This is an outdoor show.
I'm gonna take a nap after this.
This is about having fun, information for people to go, and then just go out and do it. And we have a good time doing it. And why shouldn't we?
A little too good of a
Why shouldn't we have a good time? Okay. All right. Things are opening back up. Restrictions are being lifted. We're going to go through a few of the things you probably already know about. But just in case you haven't heard what's back open, here's a few things from the outdoors that are. I'll start out. The Francis Marion and San Sumpter National Forests have opened boat ramps. This was dated back on April 17th in accordance with Governor McMaster's executive orders. La, 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 la. However, Buck Hall Recreation Area is still closed. So just be aware of that. I don't know why Buck Hall is still closed. Maybe it's because the campground is right there. I don't quite know why, and there's no explanation. So just be aware that Buck Hall is closed, but in your Sumpter National Forest and your Francis Marion National Forest, boat ramps are back in business. And with boat ramps being back in business, be courteous. Mm-hmm. Get in, get down the ramp, and back off the ramp. Timely. Get your stuff together before you park on the ramp to back your boat in the water. That's where those little pull-off areas are for before you get down there. That's to get your stuff, you know, make sure your plug is in, you know, take the motor mount off so that, you know, and life jackets out, tie-down straps off. Be careful with that front one, though. I know some boats like to slide off trailers, so you know your boat. You know whether to take the front one off or not before you back down the ramp, so... But, yeah, just boating etiquette, boat ramp etiquette. It's a good time for you to get back on that. Go ahead.
Well, I've got another Francis Marion and Sumpter National Forest news. They have lifted the fire restrictions.
I got that one, too. Okay.
Mine's probably better.
No, mine is. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, that's Francis Marion National. Yeah. Okay, all right, you go ahead. I got a different one.
So this is the April 22nd.
Yes.
They will lift the forest-wide fire restrictions on all four ranger districts in South Carolina and allow campfires. But they implemented the fire restrictions on national forests in South Carolina due to high fire danger and to ensure public employee and firefighter safety. The U.S. Forest Service Southern Region meteorologist expects precipitation to be above normal this month. So we should be good there. But it says, there's a couple little points here that I circled that are important to remember. Stay out of closed areas. Take your trash with you when you leave. That's part of the no trace principle.
Yeah, leave no trace. Yep.
And if an area is crowded, look for a less crowded area.
There you go.
So.
Well, mine do that is the South Carolina Forestry Commission has lifted the statewide burning ban effective April 21st. And this is not timely, but kind of busy last week, and this is the first time we get to it. As you recall, they did a statewide red flag ban for all fires, control burns, and we had a forestry guy on with us who was talking about it. They were suffering too because those guys, they're really little pyromaniacs at heart, and they like to burn things. And I do, too. I can admit with them. So, anyway, and I tell you, it's a good thing because with all the storms we've had and the tornadoes and all, we need to have some fires. Mm-hmm. We've got lots of limbs and yard debris to get rid of and all, so this is timely. Campfire, fire pit burns, residential yard debris burns, and prescribed burns will be allowed to continue resume as normal. It's important to note that burning storm-related debris is subject to special requirements set by the South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control to protect public health during the COVID-19 response. There's a couple things I'm not going to miss. COVID-19 and social distancing. Two of those things. If I never hear those two things again, I'll be all right.
That would be
In addition, all open burning activities must be in compliance with DHEC open burning regulations. Remember, there is a wherever you are, especially if you're out of the city or municipal boundaries, you've got special regulations in there. But as far as control burns and yard debris and stuff like that, if you're in a county, you have a county telephone number to call the South Carolina Forestry Commission and let them know you're going to be burning so they don't send out a helicopter with a bag full of water to douse your fire or to fine you for not doing it right. So anyway, yeah, crank up those backyard fire pits, folks. The s'mores. Oh, s'mores. Go ahead.
S'mores.
Go ahead.
Oh, boy.
You do yours. I'm gonna quickly pull something up here.
Okay. Well, we've got a 32nd annual SC Governor's Cup Billfish Fishing Series 2020 tournament schedule.
Which is one of the things that really hasn't been canceled so far.
No, it hasn't. And it's kind of surprising, but I like it.
Yes.
May 20th through the 23rd is the 53rd annual Georgetown Blue Marlin Tournament, and that is set to that date. If you go on their website, that is still set to May 20th through the 23rd. But if they need to change it, it will be moved to August 12th through the 15th. So keep that in mind.
If they have to cancel it.
Yes, if they have to cancel it or move it.
Allison mentioned this in passing. Well, we didn't mention it. The Anne Springs Close Greenway is to reopen Monday on the 27th. They're happy to have everybody back. We did read a few things you need to be careful about. But, yes, it's back open. The outdoors has never been closed, and it's gradually reopening with boat ramps open for people to go fishing. Mm-hmm. And the state parks, the South Carolina state parks are back open. Do you have anything else?
I do.
Oh, you do. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. This is a news release from Spartanburg Water. Spartanburg Water has made the decision to reopen the boat landings at both Lake Bowen and Lake Blaylock. Is that how you say it? Blaylock?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. But it's strictly for the purpose of launching and retrieving boats. There's a couple questions. Apparently, they've gotten asked a couple questions about this that they have put out. Are the parks open? No. The fishing piers, playgrounds, picnic tables, and lake offices will remain closed. What are the hours? 6 a.m. to midnight for SCDNR regulations. How can I purchase or renew my boat permit? Since lake offices are closed, you may mail in the renewal form or use the drop boxes outside both of the lake offices and drop off those renewals with your payment. Boat permit stickers will be mailed to your residence. And then we've got our four public access areas along the shoreline open. They are not. Are the restrooms and facilities open? They are not. Can I anchor my boat? Yes, but only for the purpose of fishing.
That's right. If you're out there riding around in your boat for pleasure, you cannot anchor. As of yesterday, Friday, May the 1st, South Carolina State Parks are set to reopen. Whew. Whew. Group facilities like picnic shelters and community buildings will remain closed for the time being. Let's see. They are going to lower capacity levels a little bit. They are going to honor any existing camping and cabin reservations that were scheduled to check in on Friday, May 1st forward. Some state parks will begin taking new reservations that begin May 11th and forward. Let's see what else here. There were some other stuff. That was from the South Carolina State Parks website, our Facebook page. And then they had a notice that Edisto Beach State Park is reopening. As of yesterday, you know, access to daily visitors will remain closed until further notice. Let's see. Oh, Edisto Beach will reopen to overnight guests, cabin and campsite rentals on May 1st. Access to daily visitors is still closed. La.
It's okay.
Let's see what else they had, because they had a bunch of things come out. And they've been doing some, like, webinars and Facebook Live things from the various state parks. It's been pretty. Jones Gap State Park is reopened. Mentioned that. For any of the particulars, you need to go to the state park website and and check it out. Oh, what I was going to do.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I see Hershey's chocolate.
Yes. S'mores. As if, for those of you who have never done s'mores before, here is what you need. Hershey's milk chocolate bars, marshmallows, and graham crackers. And this says no campfire required. Eh, okay, you can do it in the microwave or the oven, but a campfire is where it's at, right? So it's real easy. Take 2 graham crackers, 2 large marshmallows, and a Hershey's milk chocolate bar. And you break the graham crackers in half. You break the chocolate bar in half. You take the 2 marshmallows, you put them on a fork thing over the fire, and you brown them, and you take those hot marshmallows, and you put them down on top of those Hershey's milk chocolate, and you take that other graham cracker thing, and you fold it over half, and you have s'mores.
It's good to me.
I know one time somebody was trying, I think it was back in the last political administration, that they wanted you to replace the milk chocolate with fruit.
No.
Chocolate with fruit, yeah. That didn't go over too well.
No.
Anyway, that's s'mores. There's a website with the recipe on it.
We may have to do that soon.
Yeah. All right, folks. Well, that's about it for this week.
Yep.
Be back next week. Got any ideas what's going on next week? I don't.
Oh, well, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll figure out something. But anyway, we hope you've enjoyed the show. And, you know, the outdoors is not closed. Things are opening back up. Get out there and enjoy things.
Yeah, it's always out there for you.
But you got to make time for it.
Yeah.
You need to take the back roads when you can. Don't forget the camera. We'll be back next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina. From behind, 'cause I'm gone to